It might be a bit of an outdated cliche to think that if you pop into your local library, you'd have to be pretty quiet or even just talk in a bit of a whisper. But you might not expect to be raising your voice in song, not unless you wanted to hear shh. However, that's exactly what a group of friends in Ambleside are doing whilst helping others who have dementia by making music together. BBC Radio Cumbria's John Bonus has been along to meet them all.
Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
My name's Ron. I've been living in Ambleside now for about 15 years. I had a very major stroke and I had to really rebuild my life. I find it very therapeutic. It makes me feel better. It's a release valve, you know, a safety valve. If you've got some pent-up worries or whatever, I can always bring them here with me. And when I leave here, I'm on cloud nine. I feel like I've been lifted. I find it very, very good therapy.
I'm Leslie Gill. I'm director at Dignity in Dementia. This singing group, we call ourselves the Ambleside Songsters. We have up to 17 people when everybody turns up. Out of that 17, maybe four have got dementia. You wouldn't know who they were, but it's about staying connected to the local community. Well, the community coming together and having a great time and singing because it's joyous and it's a really good thing to do. And the people with dementia feeling that they belong and being normal, really. It makes an emotional connection, which is really good. And that's not just the people in the group with dementia, it's absolutely everybody in the group. So reminiscing is good for all of us. So going back to songs that we all remember, it's just really good.
Are you all ready?
Yes!
Have you all got our new song?
Hi, I'm Marjorie Blackburn, and I lead the group. I got into this because my husband has dementia, and normally I would have him here with me, because he loves it.
What does he get out of it?
People with dementia, one of the last things to go is the love of music. So he will try and sing, and he just enjoys the sheer musicality of what's going on. And sometimes we just do what we call tapping, and we choose a tune, and we don't look at the words, and we tap it out. It's really quite more difficult than you think. And he will tap along the way, and maybe not with the tune, but he'll tap away just thoroughly enjoying it.
And you're here with a keyboard in front of you. And talk me through, you've got some papers here with one or two of today's songs on. What have you chosen for today?
Well, the one I've actually got in front of us is based on If You Go Down to the Woods Today, Teddy Bear's Picnic. We suddenly came up with the idea of If You Go Down to the Library Today, with different words. So we'll just hand these round and then away we go.
If you go down to the library this week, you're in for a big surprise.
My name's Anne.
And how long have you been doing something like this?
I started last week.
Right, so what made you want to come and get involved?
Because it's for people of all abilities with dementia as well. And my mother had dementia. She was in a home and we used to have a little singing group there that she really loved, and you could see how beneficial it was for everyone. So when I heard about here, I just had to come along and be part of it. It's great. Very relaxed, very informal. Good fun.
We're not always very tuneful, but we have a really good time. And if we make a mess of it, we always have a laugh. We're not professionals, any of us. It's a voluntary thing with people that just love coming together and singing.
Leslie Gill, who runs three dementia-friendly singing groups in Cumbria, ending that report from Ambleside Library, which was done by BBC Radio Cumbria's John Bonus. If you'd like to find out more, by the way, you can merely search online for Dignity in Dementia. Stick that in your search engine and all the details will come up.